Morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis, host of today's program, and today we're going to be joined by several guests, including Andrew Kane, Reverend Ellen Pellegrino, and hopefully Sylvia Moss will be able to make it onto the phone as well. And we're going to be talking about sound vibrational healing and how sound helps with our spiritual cultivation. So I think that this is something that is very, very relevant to all of our lives, because most of us do enjoy music of some kind, but we can take it to the next level. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. Andrew Kane is founder and executive director, executive producer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, which is celebrating their 10th anniversary this April. He is also a vibrational sound channel, singer, soul writer, and vibrational poet, sharing his gifts to be a connector and transmitter for the world's peace and unconditional love. Having been awakened to 5D unity consciousness 20 years ago and activated with channeling, clairsentience, and receiving higher dimensional frequencies of galactic sound channeling, music chants, and sacred poetry, all connected to oneness and peace. His name, Andrew Kane, if scrambled, is an acronym, spells reawakened, which he feels is the true soul name to be, reawakened Andrew Kane. And his mission is reawakening others to remember we are all one heartbeat beating with Earth Mother Gaia and all living creatures and planets. We'll be also speaking with Reverend Ellen Pellegrino, and she is a medium, psychic, holistic healer, quantum transformational shifts with hypnosis, intuitive energetic work, and the highest of universal consciousness guides that are channeled with the process. Programming, classes, healing, readings, events, and host of Age of New Beginnings show that teach total holistic well-being. Windows on the Lake and the Beach Club Estate, two of Long Island's premier catering facilities, holistic spa and salon in Lake Ronkonkoma, and her new salon, Inner and Outer Transformation, a place to heal and receive pure love. And we will be speaking about that as well. Sylvia Moss, hopefully she'll be able to join us. She is a Diamond High Priestess, is a leading vibrational sound alchemist, proficient healer, and spiritual teacher with a passion for helping others grow and transform. Sylvia leads two monthly groups, the Channeled Heart Zone Angel Meditation Gatherings and her well-known Sound Bath Salons, that use her extraordinary abilities with the alchemy crystal singing bowls and angelic light language. She is a Brennan Healing Science practitioner, counselor of light, Akashic reader, transformational energetic therapist, and interfaith minister. She is a crystal singing bowl master alchemist, the founder of Diamond Portals of Light Healing System, and maintains an active international healing practice. Sylvia is the keeper of Angelic Doorways of Light, a sacred art project and author of the photography book Angels of New York. So I want to say hello and welcome to both Andrew and Reverend Ellen Pellegrino, who are with us on the call at this moment. So hello and welcome.
Hi.
Hello, and thank you.
I'm very happy to have you. And we're going to be speaking in a little bit about an event that's taking place coming up soon, Friday, February 10th, so that's a week away. And it's called Sacred Sounds, a Tribal Galactivation with the Family of Light. And for those who are interested, we'll give out the information, then come back to it. It's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., West Park Presbyterian Church, McAlpin Hall, second floor. There are stairs. The address is 165 West 86th Street. There's an advance ticket and a door price. We'll talk about all that in a minute. But I would love to start first, perhaps with you, Andrew, and tell us something about yourself. Now, I read this beautiful bio, but how would you distill this down into the essence of your work and mission here on the planet?
I feel that my mission is more geared towards really focusing on awakening. You know, I feel that more and more people are awakening now, you know, with all kinds of things that are going on around the planet, with each of it their own experiences. And the work that I'm doing is just a conduit, you know, to help bring in, you know, sounds and oneness energies to elevate, you know, good higher consciousness, higher realms of being, and higher realms of just like knowing that we're all one, and you know, we're not separate, and I think more and more people are starting to realize that and accept it. You know, amongst mm-hmm. all the chaos that's happening around our planet, there's still balance of good and equality and love and peace. It's within our hearts, and when we connect our hearts and we're in spaces like this event that we're doing on February 10th. When we're in spaces of higher vibrational love, it's hard not to let go of all the other stuff that stops us. And the work mm-hmm. that I do with my sound and my poetry is really about connecting and peace and love and you know, feeling connected to the earth and feeling connected to that, you know, we're human, yes, but we're also spiritual beings. And sometimes we forget that because we get so mixed up in all of the stuff that's going on in our lives.
Very true. And Reverend Ellen, Reverend Pellegrino, how would you answer that question if you could?
It's fabulous you said that because I wanted to interject. Andrew is breathtaking with the things that he was saying, and the more people connect, like with the program that's coming up on February 10th, it's a feeling of knowing you're not alone. It's a feeling of feeling connected, feeling as you're experiencing the beautiful sounds of the crystal bowls and the gongs and the chanting and all the magical, beautiful energy there, you really feel like you are part of the all. We did beautiful footage of that event, and the vibrational energy was just incredible, so incredible. And I think that if people would make different times in their life to feel that connection, feel that that feeling of oneness, and instead of feeling so alone, so separate, so alienated, so how can I put it? There'd be less hurt, less pain, less illness, which is something that the more people realize that something that can be healed without meds, without um, about things that are, that kind of push it down so we're not dealing with our real feelings and our real emotions.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I actually understand that very well. I understand this very well because the truth is, people are feeling very disconnected, I think even more so now than in a long while, because the politics of our day, with the chaotic elections and then having someone in the White House that is seems to be creating dissension among people, that I think it's very easy, certainly for me, to have that temptation to fall into a state of hopeless, you know, ness and isolation and wondering if the world has really gone crazy. So I think it really does help for us to gather and share with each other in a way that is nourishing, you know, and reassuring that we will be able to prevail over what seems to be chaos, but what I certainly believe to be a process, which looks like chaos, but may not in the end be just that. So I really appreciate what you're saying about that. I would also love if you could expand your perspective a little bit, because I know that you have a great lot of experience as a holistic healer, a medium and psychic, and you do a lot of transformational shifts with people. So I'm wondering if you could just for a moment explain to people what this kind of process is that's happening, so that they can understand what exactly they're engaging with when they engage with energy healing, sound healing, spiritual counseling. How would you present that to people?
You know, it's a real blessing with what you do and what I do. And the more we teach and the more we allow people to know that they have more power, more strength within them to create the realities they want, and that it doesn't have to be with screaming out there. It's the light that they have within them and the light that they have connected to the all can shift and co-create things that are mind-blowing. And the more that we tap in to our inner strength, our inner power, our inner knowing, our inner faith, there is so much that can be transformed, whether it's transforming Trump, whether it's transforming an issue within ourselves. And it's very easy to forget who we are, but the consciousness of the awakening is, and it's like when you hear something that's true, you know it resonates within ourselves, within our soul. So like the event that's coming up, it's a beautiful event where you're just hearing things that vibrate within our being, that gives us a sense of clearing, a sense of connection, a sense of knowing everything is going to be fine. When you leave, you feel like you're flying on some level, lighter, freer, mm-hmm. Clearer. The work I do, I have a class like I did last night, and that's realizing, tapping into your own divine essence and co-creating the reality that you so desire. I mean, last year was 2016, which was a year of, if you add up the numbers, it's 9, which is a time of completion. It's realizing all the things that we weren't really content with and then finishing that. And this is 2017, the year of the one, the year of the new beginning, which also resonates the same thing with the year of the wild rooster, you know, the fiery rooster, which is waking up in the morning and putting out that intention into the universe of creating what we desire, not what we don't desire. So realizing our thoughts, our feelings, that and co-create into whatever we choose, and to teach people how to choose what they want, not what they don't want. So if we can envision sending love to Trump, that he awaken to realize that some of his outdated visions of women and other things, that he had the right people and the right people around him to help him see things differently and take actions in positive ways. And for us to learn how to take positive directions in our own lives, to create healing, to create abundance, and to create a feeling of connected love, not connected anger. So,
so that's wonderful. I think what I'd like to do is play one of the sound pieces that Andrew sent. And so let's take a look and see what we can play here. I think maybe Dare the Dream might be nice to play, and we can cue that up and get a little experience of Andrew's poetic channeled music and spiritual sharing.
Tell me that I dare the dream unspoken. This I know, this I know. There I go. That I know the dreams are here. Tell me that I know the dreams unspoken. This I know, this I know. Don't let it go. Feel your heart and see it listen. Tell me more, tell me more. Let it grow, let it grow. La la dee, la la da. Send your heart to the world. Feel your light upon the global masses out and within. Feel the world, feel it in. Take it into the world at last and see that you are the light and feel the light within your soul. Take your light and feel it stronger. Take it on, turn it on. Let it glow, let it glow. De tu page na coco, teleco, teleco, daya senaco. Be a part of life and live it. Be alive, be alive. Don't let anyone tell you wrong. Be alive, be alive. Breathe inside your heart too. Let it see that you are somebody to the one, to the one. Find your heart and let it be. Feel your heart and let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Let it feel the light within. Light within, light within. Dare the dream unspoken. Let it dream, let a dream. Let a dream be that which it is to the light of the one. Sopuku teshenakashe telagai. Beje poko tenako, 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 be the light.
All righty.
So that was a lovely piece by Andrew Kane and one of his inspirational song channels. But before going back to speak to Andrew, I wanted to say hello and welcome to Sylvia Moss. I'm glad you were able to join us this morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Thank you.
Yes. I had started out asking both Reverend Pellegrino and Andrew that how they really are looking at their overall mission. We're talking about vibrational sound healing and an event coming up, but I was wondering if you could think about the larger issue of what you're doing and how you feel that's playing into what you see as your greater mission here on Earth.
Mm, great. Great question. Thank you. I think, and I would kind of assume that it's for the other sound healers also, but of course I'm not sure, is that sound has such an unusual effect and what it does. Sound moves energy and darkness and all of the above and below faster and better than anything that I know. And I've been doing regular healing for 25, 30 years. And when I started doing sound, things just would move much faster and deeper. And that mm-hmm. also it sounds wonderful. So you get the effect inside and outside for the person and for ourselves. So I think it moves globally. Because there are sound healing days where people will meditate and do sounding for a certain time. That's a very popular thing to do. And I know that the sound goes further than just using energy. That's my take.
Okay, well, I totally resonate with that. I think that that's a big piece of us understanding that actually, we're part of that vibration because we're not solid three-dimensional beings like blocks of wood, that we are a very interesting conglomeration of sound and color and interplay in terms of our own existence. And I think that if we can think of ourselves, each human being, as being a song or as being an art form of moving color and spiritual and emotion, mm-hmm. it begins to really let us see how sound can be such a powerful tool bringing
yes.
us forward. So before we take a minute for a break, Andrew, I was wondering if you wanted to come back in and respond and maybe say a little something about the piece that we shared of your work.
When I, you know, that song, you know, as I sung it, that particular song when I wrote it, which is interesting because when I wrote that song, as I sung it, I was writing it. Meaning that I didn't know what words were going to come out of my mouth when I sung that song, and that's how that particular song was written, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's why there was a couple of pauses in it. So it's the original version of that creation.
That's really cool, you know, because it's interesting. I know that when I'm doing my work, I don't particularly do exactly the same as everyone on the call, but we're all working in the same field. I think when you do something in a live expression, it has a lot of powerful energy in it. So I don't think that the fact that it is not all polished matters that much because you're sharing something that is coming through from a very pure source. So I think that's a beautiful thing. And we all have opportunities to do that. And it's like that in any kind of live performance. There's a level of pure energy that's coming through with it. So, you know, you can always put together the production values and put together something that will also be very nice and have good energy, but you know, not to take away from that pure first experience. So when you are bringing this energy through, are you feeling a vibration or an energy or an emotion in your body, in your field when this is happening?
Yeah, my heart is open and my crown chakra is open, and I just feel energy coming through me from like my crown chakra going through to my heart chakra and down through the earth. So I do feel some kind of frequency coming through me that's beautiful. I'm very conscious when it's happening, so.
Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful if people were able to take an understanding what channeled energy is. And channeled energy is just allowing yourself to let spirit flow through you and just allow yourself to freely share what you're sensing, what you're feeling for the highest good for the people around you, which works mm-hmm. with whether you're speaking, whether you're music, or whether you're doing healing work. That it comes from the divine.
Yeah, and I think that people can really begin to relate to this if they begin to expand their perception of what this really is. Because when we get insights and intuition, very often that insight and intuition is coming from the higher power, higher self, however you might think of it. And even a lot of musicians who may not be consciously engaged in spiritual work, when they get on the stage and start jamming and making music and allowing it to come through them spontaneously, this is also a way of understanding how it works, that this energy comes through you, and it comes through according to your particular gift. So for some, it may be poetry. For others, it may be music. For others, it can be art or photography. So this is a way for us to really think about and expand the concept of what it is. And like even when people who are engaged in spiritual work and the spiritual work and everything. So we're just going to take a little breather. I'm going to play a few minutes of the break music, then we'll be right back, and we can get back into this conversation and go more into what's going to be happening at this upcoming event on Friday the 10th. So please hang on, stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Just wanted to, let everyone know that you are listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. And I'm Catherine Davis, host of this program. My guests are Andrew Kane, founder and executive producer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, and Sylvia Moss, a diamond high priestess, is a leading vibrational sound alchemist, and Reverend Ellen Pellegrino, a medium, psychic, holistic healer, and quantum transformational shift. And I need to let all of you know that the background noise is coming through, so if you could try to isolate yourself or refrain from background conversation. Let's go back into our conversation. So as I was saying, let's talk a little bit about the event itself. Andrew, maybe you can go back into this and tell us a little bit about who's going to be there. The Sacred Sounds, a tribal collectivation with the Family of Light.
Sure. First of all, the event is taking place on Friday, February 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. in New York City at the West Park Presbyterian Church at McAlpin Hall on the second floor, and that's at 165 West 86th Street in New York City. There's about 17 artists involved: Kathy Brown, Michael Jay, me, Malia Cope, Ellen Pellegrino.
Okay, slow down.
I'm sorry, I'm talking.
We have a little time. That's okay. So tell us what these people are going to be doing.
Everybody's going to be doing different instruments. There's a lot of different people who are involved there's someone who's going to be playing the gong. Sylvia Moss will be playing the crystal bowls. There's also Marianne Savino, who's going to be doing light language and her voice. She's going to be singing songs. And Eric Dahl is going to be doing tuning forks and some other instruments. And Dee McClim is going to be playing the didgeridoo. And Derek Marshall Newman is going to be playing the harmonium, and he's going to sing a few songs. Sasha Nielsen has a hang drum, I think it's called. And
I love that, yeah.
Hang drum. And Vita Kay is going to be playing the shruti, and she's going to be singing a few songs. Kiana Love is bringing, yes, there's a lot, and Imav is going to be performing. So there's going to be a lot of activity of beautiful sounds, and Malia Cope is going to be doing some improv sound, light language, light, all those sounds too. She also creates sounds from songs from scratch and gets the audience involved, and it's really a whole collective of all of us. And Alan Pratt, who's been doing these events in cities all over the country, actually. Alan Pratt, his website's alanpratt.net, if anybody wants to go to that. He does these sound events with artists all around cities or all around the country. So he's really, so basically what's going to be happening, it's a three-hour event. People are going to come and experience different sounds and different, people are going to be collaborating. The artists are going to be working together, or there'll be some solos. So there'll be a lot of sounds, and it's all sacred. It's all going to be healing, and beautiful energies for us to be together for sound healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and an opportunity for people to make that connection. And I know that there is a way for people to... hello? We need to try to reduce the background noise. Whoever has that, please mute. So what we're doing, there's a way for people to connect. But it's hard to give out this little address. I'm going to try to give it out.
I can get my website out, and you can go to my website and get it off my website.
Okay, and what is your website?
My website is reawakened.com. That's the name, reawakened, reawakend, as opposed to N-E-D. Like, if you spell reawakened, it's N-E-D at the end, but it's two N's, so it's N-N-D at the end.
Okay, so spell it again.
Sure. www.reawakend.com.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So we'll give that information out again as we reach the end of the program, so people can make that connection. But I'm really interested in going a little bit deeper into the personal journey, because one of the things that I have discovered in talking to people is that people begin to awaken, as you say, Andrew, to their own gift, that they do have talent, they do feel called to do something and contribute something into the world, but it's they're finding difficulty having that real confidence to take those steps to be out into the world. And I think that certainly I went through that, and probably each of you went through that. And I would like for you to, if you could, offer people some inspiration and encouragement to move forward with their gifts and bring it so that they can contribute to this symphony, because that's really how I do see the awakening community, the evolving community. It's not just one person, it's really a symphony. So would you like to start, Andrew?
Sure. You know, I feel that everybody is an artist, and I feel that everybody has gifts. And I don't believe in right or wrong. I think it's not about having experience. So you have to have experience in doing this or that. It's actually being. You know, it's, you have an interest and a passion in doing something. Do it, and not don't hold back. Because I feel that each person has something to share in this world, and it's beautiful. It could be cooking. It could be anything. It could be, you know, dancing. It could be any. I believe art is in everything that we do. And I think that everybody has a gift to share. And my words of encouragement is to do it, not hold back. You know, we're on this planet to share ourselves with others and to connect and when we're not sharing our gifts, it could be, you know, lonely. You can feel lonely, but don't feel lonely, because you're not alone. There's many people out there that have something to share also, and they want to see what you're doing. And who knows, you know, you'll connect with somebody and you'll realize you guys have something in common that you know. But we all have gifts is basically what I wanted to say, and that we all are artists. We all have something that we have a gift that we're good at. Yeah.
So I'd like to ditto what Andrew said. This is Sylvia speaking. The idea that we all have gifts, and it could be cooking, because when he said that, it reminded me of something, that yes, even cooking can be a spiritual, and you can bring your art to people, because they say, I'm not sure who the they is, but the experts on nutrition and food, is that it's very important for people to eat food that's been prepared in a loving, conscious way. So they say that the kinds of restaurants that we eat in, and that type of approach, is very important to our health and our spiritual life. So even cooking is an art, as an art and a spiritual experience, can really help other people. And on the subject of sound healers and that type of art, I know that when I first started out, I would be very self-conscious about if I didn't have more than five or six people in a room, that something was wrong. And some of my teachers and my colleagues would say, you must do your work even if it's only for one person, because that person, it's a ripple effect and will be taken out. But also what I learned was that doing what I do for just even one or two people, I'm practicing and I'm honing my gifts. And the more I did, the more open I became, and the more I could receive and take out. So that's another really important thing for myself, and I'll tell students and colleagues that as I'm practicing, I'm getting stronger, and therefore as I'm getting stronger, my gift is getting, I can't find the words for it because it doesn't have words, so I'm stumbling around a little bit here.
Because I think it's becoming more dimensional, because you're allowing your energetic energy to flow.
Yes,
you're raising in vibration.
Yes, well, raising the frequency. I mean, that's what's so important.
Okay, and Ellen, you wanted to jump in there.
I think it's magical for each one of us to project our experiences, our feelings, because different people can connect to them in so many ways. In other words, there's so many reasons why we all came to where we are. It could be health issues. It could be how we feel about ourselves. It could be... and then there's so many dimensions in a holistic way for us to heal. So there's energetic healing, there's realizing that the things that touch our body and our skin, the toxins affect how we are and how we feel, our feelings and what we project in the universe, that vibrational energy. If we're feeling anger, we study the show how water shifts by the energy we project into it. So, in other words, if water could be toxic and we're sending love and we're putting positive energy into it, that the water shifts and it becomes more of a blessing to the body. So there are so many things that are within us and within the power of us, which is that divine essence of who we are. And the more we realize that divine essence is not separate, that we are part of the light of all that is. We are a beautiful, individual, vibrational essence of that light. And then each one of us creates that beautiful artwork of the reality of you all. You know, I love... The essence of projecting the weave of energy that comes together when different people are coming together. So, like, in other words, the event that's February 10th, the energy in that room cannot even be explained. Even if it's recorded, the frequency of what it does to the body, how it lifts, it clears, and it affects our body in a way where our body is made up of water. That vibrational sound connects to the molecules within our body, and it shifts the frequency. So as we feel that sense of peace, we're creating that feeling into an energy within ourselves. But we're also in that mutual consciousness where you can just feel the love. And so the more all of us that are like-minded in the same industry, we all join together, we just create... something that's so needed, because in our reality of life, there's so many people that don't get us, the people that are uniquely special. You know, when people don't understand something, they're quick to go into judgment. Oh my God, that's odd, that's this, that's that. And the more that you're together with those like-minded individuals, the more we feel I guess not submerged energetically, that we can just be in who we are. But I wanted to put input on what I was saying.
I would totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Talking about the energy in the room, when mm-hmm. Alan does the sound, how do you say it, Ellen?
Galactivation.
I have to see it. I don't have it in front of me, so I. Is Lord that those that vibration? It does not have any words. And for someone to try to explain it to have someone say, "Well, you have to come to this because it gives you." There's no word to explain it. And with all of those people, and all of the sound artists who are. We're performing, but not really performing. The mm-hmm. When it's all happening at the same time, I mean, the walls pop open. I mean, it is an amazing experience because there's so much energy, and on many many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's the gong, and I think the last time they were like three or four gongs, and when all of that's happening, it's totally galactic. I mean, you feel like you are out there with all of the universal sounds happening. It's quite an amazing thing that he's created, I must say. And it goes into the cells very, very deeply. It shifts the DNA, definitely.
Well, that sounds very wonderful. And it is true that sound indeed does have an impact on the cellular structure of our body. So a person could go to an event like this and just totally relax and melt into the experience, and they're going to find that over the days, maybe weeks afterwards, they're going to feel some shifting inside of themselves.
Yes.
Just like when you put on a certain kind of music, you can get relaxed. But this is really going to be at a much deeper level, where the vibration will be moving through you, vibrating and really attuning the structures of our own cellular DNA to be able to find its balance within that energy sharing. So I think that that's a very powerful thing. And what I was speaking of before is to begin to really let people understand that what we're sharing and who we are is that we're just real people, just like everyone who's listening. And, you know, at some point you reach a point or a stage, or you create a spark when you want to go out there and begin to share. And a good way to start that process is to be with people of like mind and heart and just experience that sharing and allow that to begin to motivate that cultivation within self. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people to think about that. We're getting close to the end of our program segment here, but I wanted to play another piece by Andrew, and it's called Reawakened Melody. So this is another free-form channeling, I believe, in its initial state. Is that true, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear a little bit of that.
Hey, I know, okay, I know. Sano ane ako ayo. Alekano sane akane ako ayo. Feel the love within your heart. Feel the light within your soul. Hallelujah, naneko aye alo. I say ane aneko. I say ale ane. Soul, let it flow and let it go within and out. Baleo, aye, ane, oko, ane.
And we're coming quickly on the end of our program. I do have a few announcements to make. So could you once again give the information and the website, Andrew, for people to connect with this event on
Friday the 10th.
Sure. Sacred Sounds, a tribal collectivation with the Family of Light, Friday, February 10th, 7 to 10 p.m., West Park Presbyterian Church, which is on the second floor at 165 West 86th Street. And you can find out, get advance tickets or more information at www.reawakened.com. That's reawakened.com. And really quickly, if you go to ageofnewbeginnings.com, there's a beautiful show that Alan did that includes a segment of us. You can see it online on YouTube. Go to ageofnewbeginnings.com.
Or
YouTube
research it. Yeah, and you did send me some links, so those links will be on the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. If you look for the Heart of Mind archive page, you'll find these links, and you'll also have the link to get tickets. It's very reasonable, $15 advance, $20 at the door, so you can link from either of those places. And Andrew, do you want to give any information on how people can connect with you regarding your work and any plans that might be coming up for Thursday?
Yes, people can reach me. They can call me at 212-222-5432, or they can go to my website, or my other website for the Earth Day event is www.planetheart.com. That's H-E-A-R-T.com. .org. planetheart.org.
Okay, planetheart.org. And Sylvia, do you want to give any connections for people who might want to find out more about your work?
Yes, thank you. People can call me at 917-650-3841 or email me at sylvia@sylviamoss.com. And my website is www.sylviamosshealer.com.
Excellent. And Reverend Ellen Pellegrino, would you like to let people know how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. If they wanted to have an intuitive reading, healing, or connect to our shows or classes, they can always call 516-924-1399. And then there's Ellen Ellen, E-L-L-E-N-P, at ageofnewbeginnings.com. Mm-hmm. And there's also Age of New Beginnings, the website. And we also have Age of New Beginnings, the Facebook page as well. We have a number of different YouTube shows that also touch on different ways of healing, understanding holistic modalities. And I thank you for all that you do, because I think your show is exquisite.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really happy to have all of you on with me this morning to share with people. And remember, everyone, on Friday, February 10th, 7 to 10 p.m., Sacred Sounds, a tribal collectivation with the Family of Light, 165 West 86th Street in New York. And you can find links on the PRN.FM website at the Heart of Mind Radio Archive page. So I invite you to do that. Also, I just wanted to let everyone know that due to a scheduling conflict, my Qigong class for this coming Saturday, the fourth will not take place, and the next class will resume on February 11th. So those of you planning to go to Studio Maya tomorrow will find another beautiful meditation there, which you may want to participate in. But if you want for the Qigong, come February 11th. And you can also connect with me through email heartofmindradio@gmail.com or call 347-480-1694. So if you missed any of the information today, and we shared a lot, you could always send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and I could just
send you off the description, and you would have everybody's info and links to their website. So that's another option for you. And I'm also interested in exploring this idea of cultivating our innate creativity and expression. So for those of you who do know that you have something to share and would like to be on the radio with me to let people know, it could be a music piece, it could be a recipe, it could be a channel, it could be a poem. Whatever it is, I'm very much interested in broadening the opportunity for those of you who do have something that you're cultivating and maybe don't have that venue or that mechanism for sharing it. So I wanted to offer this program as an opportunity for you to do that. And you can connect with me, Heart of Mind Radio, at gmail.com. And I also wanted to let you know that the beautiful Lisa Hannity is doing a women's wellness class this Friday. Actually, that's today, from 7 to 9 p.m. And it's at Janana Wellness Sector, 97 Bond Street, Brooklyn, New York. And it's going to be a beautiful event on women's health. And so it features food, herbs, and natural ways to stay well, protect yourself and family. And this is actually an ongoing class by donation at Janana Wellness Center here in Brooklyn, not far from the Atlantic Barclay Center. So, and you can find more on Lisa Hannity's Facebook page, I imagine, and she's the author of Asian Health Secrets and many beautiful books, and her name is spelled L-E-T-H-A-H-A-D-A-D-Y. I highly recommend her sharing, and so if you want to take advantage of that, please do. I want to thank all of you for joining me. We are out of time, and I want to thank our engineers for the beautiful work they do every time. I'm so grateful. And I invite all of you to stay tuned for more great programming over at the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Have a good week, and take good care. Bye-bye, y'all.